asking what it means to be human in the digital age. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Tomorrow night, the PBS show Frontline asks us to take a breather from our mobile phones, the web, social networking, and virtual reality just long enough to ponder where technology is taking us. Digital Nation, Life on the Virtual Frontier, examines the effects of all the time we spend in front of glowing screens and of multitasking, you know, checking email, watching a YouTube video, and texting all at the same time. Appearing in the program is Cliff Nass, a Stanford researcher who believes that students pay a high price when they do four or five things at once.
It turns out multitaskers are terrible at every aspect of multitasking. They get distracted constantly. Their memory is very disorganized. They're worse at analytic reasoning. We worry that it may be creating people who are unable to think well and clearly.
I argued for a long time that, you know, kids weren't just losing their attention span. They were gaining an attention range. And that kids were developing the ability to do multitasking like adults just didn't know how to.
That's writer Douglas Rushkoff, who serves as correspondent on tomorrow night's Frontline.
I stand corrected. The folks that we talk to, like Cliff Nass at Stanford, who's done a pretty good job of measuring multitasking, and this is not you or me trying to multitask in some new way, but college kids at Stanford who believe that they're great multitaskers, who get to demonstrate their multitasking ability for him, are actually really bad at multitasking. If they do something, when they try to do things simultaneously, they don't do them as well, as fast, or as efficiently, or as deeply as if they do them sequentially, one thing at a time.
You ask some pretty big questions in this Frontline program about sort of how humans and how human culture is changing so rapidly as a result of advancing technology. But at the same time, you seem to acknowledge in the film that things are happening so quickly that there's not a lot of time really to do much about it or to really change.
It is true that we live in a market society. A lot of different forces are coming together to push more technology on more people in less time. You know, the fact that people are using, you know, that kids are using Facebook is, you know, no more a function of, you know, the evolution of technology than it is the evolution of a marketing plan, you know, or of consumer society. But it seemed to me worthwhile just to push the pause button for a second in order to evaluate whether there are any values that we feel are being left behind that we would like to kind of reinsert in this future culture.
Such as?
In other words, if people, you know, constantly multitasking and using Twitter and all these other devices, if they don't really have time to contemplate, you know, to really look at issues from, you know, many dimensions and in a really considered way, do we want to look at whether we want to, you know, maybe create some new ways for people to have contemplation space, even in a high, fast-paced digital society?
That's Douglas Rushkoff, correspondent for a PBS Frontline program that airs tomorrow night on most stations. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.